This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right. Boy, we got a lot going on. We got a very, 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 very busy day. But never too busy to just stop and read some of the crazy that's out there. Okay, this is a headline that just came across, and I'm, you know, trying to look at what's going on with measles and Congo and acute flaccid myelitis and Obamacare and all the other stuff, and then we find out that in Sweden, there's a couple who has requested official permission to be able to moon their next-door neighbor. They've requested permission to moon somebody. This is real news. Apparently, the Swedish couple has requested official permission to flash their bottoms at their next-door neighbor's security camera. The unusual inquiry was sent to the Swedish Data Protection Authority as part of a complaint against the neighbor in Lund. Now, there is a Lund, Nevada. This isn't in Nevada. This is in Sweden. Now, the couple claim that the resident was peeking into their private garden, conservatory, and bedroom with a recording device. The lawyer for the authority said that he and his team of investigators have yet to visit the house to assess the situation. But the security camera issue is one of 30 that have been sent to the government agency since it took over responsibility from the police. Now, we haven't really talked about cameras and these cameras everywhere and how far they could go and how deep they could go. The security camera issue, apparently, is one of a few. And the couple wants to basically flash them so that they know that they're being watched. Or that they know that they're watching them and that they know, even though the person watching doesn't think they know, now they'll know because they're flashing them in the know. Now, Hakim Nyberg, a municipal police officer in Lund, whoever thought there was all this drama in Sweden, told local media that officers in the situation would have likely judged the possible flashing and surveillance as two separate offenses. Now, I'm not sure if the request was denied or accepted to show somebody else their butt, but I just saw an episode of Billions, and in this episode of Billions, they have some camera. They use some surveillance equipment from Israel. And Israel's really, really good with their intelligence. They're kind of at the forefront of technology. And they put this camera on some light pole, and it was able to get deep, deep, accurate, pretty damn good pictures in somebody's office. Now, I don't know about you all, but I have an iPhone. And I've been taking these pictures, like, of my cats, and it's almost like I'm looking at a Rembrandt when I could, you know, zoom in and magnify and do all this fancy stuff. I can't believe the technology I have on my iPhone. The same thing that's, like, in my pocket falls to the bottom of my car. It's sometimes used as a little tray when I need, you know, something to grab the drippings from my burger. This thing can do some real high-quality, long-range photography. It blows my mind. Now, what really blows my mind is how every single thing we do outside our home, assuming the windows are closed, is captured on video or camera. Every single thing. You know, I am a big fan of the little yellow man. You guys know who the little yellow man is? I mean, I don't know if I'm calling it right. But when you Google Maps something, or you Google Earth, there's this little yellow man in the bottom corner of the screen. And you can grab that man and drag him to where you want to look so you can then see what the hotel looks like on the outside or the street front, etc. So we're planning a trip to Europe. We're trying to do $5 a day in Europe. It's kind of hard because we're really cheapos. But we're coming up with a pretty good plan when we're in Europe, okay? And apparently it's cheaper to fly to Europe now than to fly to some places in America. That's how America industry and tourism is really starting to falter. It's just cheaper to actually go to London. And then from London you could take trains. I'm blown away at how much cheaper that is. So don't think I'm all bougie going, oh, man, she's going to Europe. It's cheaper than my trying to fly to Florida. Now, honestly, we got that good a deal. So I want to know what hotel I'm staying at. So I grab the little yellow man, you know, because I like find, okay, well, that hotel is like, you know, $200 cheaper a night than all the other hotels. Let's pick that one. So we grab little yellow man and we drop him right in front of the hotel, and then it allows a 360-degree view of that area. Now, I don't know how they do that. Is it satellite image or what? But whenever you do that, number one is, I mean, you could see what that hotel looks like. You could see what the street looks like at that time. You could see the clouds. You could see the weather. But you always see people standing there. One scratching his butt. One eating. Two people looking like they're fighting. And this is grabbed on camera. And I always wonder, we should do this. You should, little yellow man, you. You should find your address or place of work and little yellow man. And, you know, if you have an offensive bumper sticker, you are now forever on Google and little yellow man will rat you out. So it's a fantastic, I mean, I love technology, and I love the fact that I could spy on my kids if I wanted with their iPhones, you know, and I love the fact that my iPhone camera can, you know, look deep into my cat's eyes, and I can see some iris trabeculations. I think that technology is fascinating, but sometimes you just have to stop and realize we have no privacy. No privacy whatsoever. You know? If you think you could stalk your ex-girlfriend, you can't. Google's recorded everything. If you think you could scratch your butt at a Target, nope, think again. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-845-845 844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Be nice. Be nice. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Well, then get me new bumpers. If you don't like my singing, get me new bumpers to other things I could sing to. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniels working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, has your mom or sister or brother called just to say hi or to check if you start to do spring cleaning? And you're like, no, I'm not doing spring cleaning. Well, you should. You're supposed to be doing spring cleaning. Have you done spring cleaning? And you're like, oh, crap, I got to do spring cleaning. Family's going to be coming over for Easter or coming over for Passover. No, I haven't done spring cleaning. Well, I, as a doctor, am going to tell you to not. If you don't want to spring clean, don't. I have to think spring cleaning is bad. This is my medical opinion. I think spring cleaning is bad. Think about it. Why don't you guys want to spring clean? I'll walk you through. I will walk you through the evolutionary disadvantage to spring cleaning. Okay? Why do you not want to clean your house? Spring clean. Now, I know we clean. I'm not talking scrubbing the toilet. Okay? I like to scrub the toilets. I found it very therapeutic. I love, okay, getting really personal here. I love a clean, fresh toilet. Okay? I need to know or psychologically think that nobody has been on that toilet. When I go to the potty, that's why I have a big problem with, public restrooms. Like, if somebody just walked out of the bathroom, that stall, I really don't want to go. I'll pee, but I can't go number two. I cannot in a public bathroom. I don't know what it is. And it's not so much that I'm worried about germs. It's just, I don't know. I just need to think that, kind of like a sanitary napkin. It was never touched, even though the average sanitary napkin is like, hacky sacked throughout the, warehouse. But I just need to just have that image that this is pristine and virgin, and my tushy is the only thing this thing has ever seen or ever will see. There's some rich people I know who actually have his and her toilets, and I, fantasize what will happen, what I want if I ever become rich. Like, I really want a Lamborghini, or I really want, I want a movie room, where you have a whole room where you go watch movies in with these seats and lazy boys and watch a movie just like you're in a movie theater. I would want to do that if I ever become rich. But I think having a his or her toilet is brilliant. I do not like using the toilet after my husband uses it. I just don't. And he does it. I've taught him how not to spray. I mean, I've been really, really diligent on toilet training. It blows my mind. I mean, he had a mom. This is why we don't get along with our mother-in-laws. I was like, are you kidding me? He pees up the bathroom. Well, it wasn't me. I potty trained him. I know you potty trained him. This is on you. Now, my boys, I haven't, since they've become teenagers, I haven't supervised their urine stream. I haven't. I think I should. So here's the thing. I mean, first of all, I pay for the house. I pay for the bathroom. I pay for the cleaning, and I am sometimes doing the cleaning. If I have to clean pee on a wall, I have a right for asking them to demonstrate how they are going, pee. I don't want to be the one they potty. And they don't have to show me anything, but I would like to see their standing position. In ballet, I was in ballet. There was first position, second position, third position, the way you put your feet. I would like to see exactly. That would probably be like second position, right? I would want to see how they stand and where do they angle. Because, I mean, I'm seeing urine on the sink. I'm seeing it in the shower. And, I mean, the toilet is right there in front of you. So, I don't know. I mean, is that wrong? If they're covered up and I'm not actually seeing anything, I just want to see where the pee goes, how the pee goes. Because I just don't understand the physics. I've taken calculus 3 and above differentials. I've taken physics, chemistry. I know enough about the projectile physics of liquid and splatter that I cannot for the life of me figure out where these urine spots are coming from when the toilet is right there in front of the kid. All right, so anyway, going back to spring cleaning, somebody annoying in your family, you're going to call and it's going to say, oh, yeah, I'm spring cleaning. You're like, oh, crap, I got to spring clean. Well, I'd say not to spring clean. Why? Well, think about it. When you spring clean, you're going to a pile that's been sitting there for a while. What do you think is in that pile? Dust. I don't want to lift up the dust and breathe. I think leave the pile alone. Dust isn't a problem if you don't move the pile. Once you start, you know, messing around and kicking stuff up, it's an issue. Then you need to lift things. Well, if you have disc issues, that's a problem. Then I like to really kind of keep the feng shui. I like to, you know, make sure the mood of the house is a certain mood. So when kids come home and daddy's home, you know, it's a little bit more, you know, kind of calm or whatever. If I find an old piece of poo-poo from a cat or dog, I am going to freak. And so why do that? Why spring clean? Now then, if we're not going to spring clean, when should we clean? Well, just don't call it spring cleaning. Call it, you know what, I'm going to pick up that pile and then just pick up the pile. Or I'm going to move the couch and just move the couch. But when you decide to do a whole big Broadway play in terms of cleaning the house, and that's what people do. And I get it. I get it. Some of you, you can't do little baby tasks. You need to commit yourself to the whole thing. And, you know, in Judaism, we do that. There's spring cleaning in Judaism because we're supposed to get rid of all the bread. Passover's coming. And we're not supposed to have any bread or crackers or cookies or anything that has yeast in the house. Exactly. I go to the gynecologist to make sure I don't have a yeast infection. I mean, there is a whole routine that we do because there's not... True! True story! There's not supposed to be bread in the house. You're supposed to clear it all out and get it all ready. And so when you're doing that, you might as well spring clean. So a lot of the Jews, they're like, look, you know, we're just going to, you know, kill two matzah with one matzah. We'll just kind of get... You know, yeah, kill two birds with one matzah. And we'll, you know, just clean it all up or, you know, in one fell swoop. Now, OfferUp, this was interesting. They suggested which areas of your home should be decluttered based on your zodiac sign. Now, OfferUp is a mobile marketplace for local buyers and sellers. And they rounded up what decluttering tasks people should take on this spring based on their zodiac signs. So you see, they didn't even say the whole house. Okay, so I'm a Gemini. So Gemini, they say, I should clean your phone. Not exactly sure why. Let me see. They say, where's Gemini? Gemini is the most sociable, communicative, and versatile of the zodiac. Amen. And the sign is ruled by Mercury, the planet of communication, technology, and the mind. So Geminis are social butterflies. They say people born under this sign are likely to flaunt every aspect of their life and keep busy with texts, emails, and instant messages. This is so me. Most Gemini cell phones are packed with pictures, videos, and apps to keep them in constant communication. Dang, they know me. So, back up the device, pick up a flash drive and fend it for phones, create the space you need. Yeah, I'm always running out of space. All right. They say Aries should clean up their sports gear. Taurus, their kitchen gadgets. Cancer should clean out old photos. Leo needs to clean out their clothes. Virgo, their purse or backpack. Libra, their makeup. Scorpio, the hallway closet. Sagittarius, the junk drawer. Capricorn, they need to clean out their emails. Aquarius, their receipts. And Pisces, their books. Now, we have two Pisces in my family. None of them have books. I don't think they even own a book. So they're wrong. Why kitchen gadgets for Taurus? They say Taurus are stable, practical, down to earth, and food is big for them. Leo, they're confident, demanding leaders, and they have a cluttered closet. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House Judiciary Committee voted to authorize subpoenas for the complete version of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on Russian interference in the 2016 election and alleged obstruction of justice by the president, all done at the dismay of Georgia Republican Congressman Doug Collins.
In the face of laws and rules he finds inconvenient, the chairman demands our nation's top law enforcement officer to break the rules and the regulations and the law. This is reckless, it's irresponsible, and it's disingenuous.
The funeral for a South Carolina student who was murdered by a man she thought was her Uber driver was held on Wednesday. Police say she entered the car thinking was an Uber she requested through the app. Seth Josephson is a member of the family. He says safeguards need to be put in place on these ride-sharing services.
The ride-share community, Uber and Lyft, learn from this and take ownership that it provides safeguards to avoid the mistake that are easily made.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So some of you guys have some real interesting cleanses and diets and weird stuff you guys do. But I don't give you guys crap because some of you guys are pretty damn healthy. You're skinny. Not skinny, I mean you're good weight. You have energy, you got great looking skin, you got good attitudes. And so when you want to sit there and do water and lemon cleanses, even though I go, well, I don't know if there's any, scientific proof or data for that, but you know what? Just, if it's on you, if that's what makes you you, and it's working for you. But I got to tell you, I do get nervous. And I get nervous because, people will say, well, I got to cleanse. and I'm going on a cleanse the next week. I go, what are you doing? Well, I'm going to drink apple cider vinegar, or I'm going to just drink water, or I'm going to fast, or I'm just going to eat a bunch of lemons or do the lemon water. And I go, what is that cleansing exactly? Oh, it's going to cleanse my liver. All right. But your liver needs nutrients. You know, they still needs your vitamins, still needs to be well hydrated, still needs protein. No, but I have to cleanse it of the toxins. And there's this idea, and mind you, I don't mind it. I don't mind you guys having it because they say the body is a lot of plumbing. There's this idea that if the liver is a filter, and if the kidneys are filters, that when you flush them, you clean them. And I get that, but toxins will already deposit. They'll already accumulate. If you really want to detox, don't put the toxins in you always. Well, unfortunately, we have a woman in Israel who now may have irreversible brain damage because she did her cleanse for 3 weeks, drinking only juice and water. The woman is in her 40s, and she was hospitalized with severe malnutrition, weighing less than 88 pounds. This is according to the Israeli news, Alan Mako. She had a severe salt imbalance because of the diet, and now they think that she may have irreversible brain damage. So we don't exactly know the type of salt imbalance, but it falls under a hyponatremia. Now, hyponatremia occurs when the sodium levels in the blood are too low. And we sometimes see hyponatremia in people that just drink water. You know, we caution our athletes not to just drink all water, to maybe get some sports drinks in there, because you do need some salts. And when sodium in the blood is too low, the water moves inside the cells to balance the concentration of sodium. You know, so the body's going to move somewhere so it's not too dilute. The problem is if you have such a misbalance, the cells start to swell really bad, and then you could start having damage. Especially if we're looking at brain cells. Rapid brain swelling can lead to coma and even death. So you do need to drink water, but you don't want to overdrink water. And people always ask, well, how much water should we drink? Well, I like that 8 to 10 glasses a day mantra, but I can't say it's 100%. Because sometimes you sweat more. Sometimes you diarrhea more. Sometimes you have more activity. Those of us that are fast talkers and talk a lot, we expel more fluid in our respiration. So she's been under observation now for 3 days. According to Ha Hadashot, they say medics fear the damage may be permanent. Her weight went down to 88 pounds. They say in Israel, no qualifications are required for someone to call themselves a therapist and start giving out health advice. And so apparently, she got this advice from somebody. She was visiting an alternative therapist in Tel Aviv. And all she was allowed to do was consume fruit juice and water. Well, fruits don't necessarily have salt. Now, they have potassium, they have sugar, they have fructose. But apparently, she wasn't getting the salts that she needed. She also wasn't getting protein. There was a whole variety of things. So the idea of detoxing is something that, you know, I get. And I know there's a push. I know many of you want to be healthy and you, you know, might have gone drinking one night. And then, you know what, just, you know, drink fluids, but don't not eat. Don't try to think that a lemon is going to cure you, all right? I think lemon and adding lemon to your water is great. By the way, when you add lemon to your water at a restaurant, tell them to put the lemon on the side, not of the glass, but in a different dish. Having, you know, bartended and worked in restaurants, sometimes the lemons may not be washed completely, or after they're washed, the pieces might be, you know, touched by hands. And so now you got somebody's fingers into your water as opposed to a glass being grabbed out of the dishwasher and shoved under the faucet for the water or the spout. the lemons might have touched somebody's fingers before it gets into your glass. So for me, I have the lemons on the side. I'll take the lemon and squeeze the juice in there myself, but I won't let them dunk the whole lemon because I just think sometimes the lemons are dirty. Now, most restaurants are on top of that, and they clean the lemons thoroughly, and people's hands are gloved, but in some cases, that's not the case. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So there's a Virginia family that I guess has a $40,000 bill because they had an air ambulance take their son who accidentally swallowed prescription pills. Now, apparently, Joseph and Michelle Penrod has a little one, a four-year-old, and they found him with an empty bottle because, again, he thought it was candy. These kids think it's candy. So they called poison control, and the operator said, you got to go to the emergency room. So they rushed him to the local hospital, but the staff said they were not the best place to handle this case. So he was airlifted to a different hospital. They were relieved that the issue was being taken seriously. So the son was stable, given blood tests, monitored overnight, sent home. But they're mad because their bill was $40,000 for this air transport. I did not have $40,000 laying around. It would have destroyed his financially. So lawmakers are debating air ambulance costs. And they homeschool their kids. They have health insurance coverage through Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield. Anthem Blue Cross did cover a lot of the care, but in terms of the air ambulance or the air transport, it only covered $8,000 of the $48,000 bill, so now they have to come out with $40,000. So they're even going to have to sell their house. Now, they were able to fight with the company and get them to knock down their price to $1,000. Still a huge stretch. They say if you're rich, you can get a lawyer, that's great. If you're on the lower end of the spectrum, then you need to be able to fight for long enough to figure out how to escape. Now, some air ambulances cost anywhere from $2,000 to $50,000, depending on insurance coverage. And many times the ambulance network is out of coverage, out of network. So lawmakers try to work with that. And in Virginia, a law was passed last month allowing families to refuse an air ambulance if they fear a hefty bill. But then, unfortunately, that kind of puts kids at risk if the kid needs to be transported. Now, look, I understand that fuel costs are high. I understand that that is some fancy, schmancy air transport. And so I'm not surprised if it's going to cost a few grand. I'm not. I mean, you get a limo, it's a few hundred dollars. You rent a helicopter, it's more than that. So for an ambulance helicopter, you know, expect a few thousand dollars. 40, no. But we'll talk about what went wrong here. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So as many of you guys know, I no longer practice in a brick-and-mortar office with roofs and walls and staff and overhead. I practice medicine through telemedicine now. And I've been taking care of patients online. And it's been fabulous. It's been one of my best jobs yet. I've been able to see more patients than I ever have. I've been able to help so many people, but keep in mind with telemedicine, we're limited. I'm not listening to your lungs until that technology is there where you have your own medical set there where you can, you know, put the stethoscope where it needs to and the doctor could do this stuff remotely. We're still not there yet, but still, there's a lot we could do. Well, the one thing, though, that I'm really learning on my end is the trials and tribulations that you guys are going through and the expensive stuff. So, you know, we were just talking about this case where a kid swallows a bunch of pills, parents freak out, poison control says go to the hospital. They did. They went to the hospital, but the hospital said, no, we don't handle these. We're going to have to life flight you or air ambulance you to another hospital. And that's where you would go. And they did, and then they get hit with a $40,000 bill. And they were able to talk it down and fight it until they only had to pay $1,000. But all that could have been prevented if they knew from the start where to go with the emergency. A five-minute phone call or Google session with your insurance can pretty much save you thousands of dollars. You know, I made that same mistake, too. I had to take one of my family members to the hospital. So I took them to the closest hospital. I mean, how I grew up, you only had one hospital. I mean, you didn't have all these choices. You went to the nearby hospital, the hospital took you. So I did that, only to find, oh, out-of-network. Which, can I just say this whole out-of-network thing is stupid? Well, you know, we only cover these hospitals, or these hospitals will only cover take this insurance, these hospitals won't take the other insurance. This is so stupid. Pay the hospital. If they take care of the patient, don't try to use the excuse, oh, they're out of network. It's on the patient. The insurance companies find excuses to not pay. The hospital did the service, you pay them. Patient's paying you for insurance. Well, then they should have paid us for insurance that covers all hospitals. Fine, but then make sure these patients know that there's only certain hospitals they could go to. So there has to be some sort of tutorial. There has to be some sort of education given on where to go and what to do. Now, I am just as guilty. My husband and I just got on new insurance. I don't know. I mean, I think I know because, you know, this is my town. But if anything changed, and if there's a certain issue or certain condition that I can't go to my local hospital for, I think it's smart for us to figure out which hospitals we can go to. See, whenever you're in panic, that's when you start making the calls. Have it written down, even if it's on a post-it note or on an 8x11 piece of paper. Yeah, you'll actually use paper. And have it posted on the door. In case of an emergency, this is the hospital you go to. You know, now, ambulance, paramedics have sometimes the same problem. They'll ask you, what hospital do you want to go to? And if you don't know, they'll take you to the nearest. They'll try to line it up with insurance. But if they have to take you to a nearby hospital, they're just going to take you to a nearby hospital. Have that information down. Have that stuff ready to go. Know it now while you're healthy. Saves you thousands of dollars. If your kid can't go to the regular hospital because it's not pediatric, and there's a pediatric department in that other hospital, and that's covered, then that's where you go. So when the poop hits the fan, you have a plan. This is why we did fire drills. You know? Fire drills. So the kids know, all right, it's fire drill, very robotically, military style, get in line, follow. We know where to go. The time you save is phenomenal. Just like with parents and the babies coming. The bag is packed. All she has to do is say, my water broke, honey, let's go. They take her to the car. They know the route. They already know which route to take. GPS is set, and boom. And that sort of methodical preparedness saves you money. Now, what else am I seeing from you guys? Okay, so you guys know, find where you go in network. Right? Which, you know, for an emergency, whether it's a poison issue, whether it's a trauma issue, whether it's a drowning issue or whatever, nowhere to go. All right, good. Now, even though you'll call 911 for that. How to save money in other scenarios. So, the one thing that I'm seeing calls on is people call up going, you know what? I realize I need this and I'm out of my medication and my doctor can't see me for another 3 weeks. So I'm screwed, refill the medicine. Well, some telemedicine platforms will be able to, but others, no. If it's a medication where you need an in-person evaluation, you need to go to an urgent care, or you need to go to an ER or whatever, and get seen right then and there. that freaks people out because the ER or the urgent care copay is huge. And why? It's to deter people from insurance companies don't want you to go to the urgent care ER. So your deductible's higher, your copay is higher, because they want to deter you. So maybe they're right. Don't be in a position where you have to use emergency services because you ran out of your medication. Now, I know you guys are sitting there kind of hot at the collar going, well, why aren't the gosh darn doctors letting us in? Why are we waiting 4 months? Why aren't they refilling over the phone? I got to be honest with you, giving it to you from the doctor point of view, okay? Seeing as many patients as I had to see because people were walk-ins and whatever, if you called and said, hi, I need a refill, and you didn't follow my orders where I was like, look, you know, a month before you run out, you're due for your follow-up. I would give enough medicine until the follow-up and then some so that they had plenty of time to get in with me. And if they didn't or they wanted to save money, no, I'm not going to, at 2 in the morning, go through hundreds of phone calls. If we have walk-in times, and we did, you wouldn't have to wait 4 months. We had walk-ins every day. I mean, we had walk-in appointments every day. There was no 4-month wait on my end. So, no, I couldn't get to all your calls. And that's not fair to me when we had a plan. We had an agreement that I'll give you 6 months of medicine, even though you should probably follow up in 3 months, to give you that 3-month window to get your tushy into the office. And then you don't and you just want it over the phone where I'm not examining you and I'm taking on the liability. Not going to happen. So that's why doctors are going to be less likely. And I'm not trying to be mean, but you need to understand, why the hell should your doctor work for free and take on the liability that you could sue them if anything goes wrong with that medication? Because what's your lawyer going to say? Why didn't you examine his heart? Why did you prescribe the medicine without looking at him? And you're like, but I wanted him to come in and he wouldn't. And he says, I couldn't come in. You had no availability. And who do you think the jury's gonna side with? The patient. So doctor's like, you know what? We're not doing stuff over the phone. You come in and see us. If not, you go somewhere else. So what you may want to do is plan ahead with your doctor. Make sure you get in. Make sure you get those appointments in. And maybe make sure you have a little extra for a rainy day. If you're about to travel overseas, or you know you're going to travel overseas over the summer, and you know you're going to need like a scopolamine patch for motion sickness, or something for malaria, or an antibiotic for a bad intestinal infection, maybe get that early. When you're at the doctor, make sure you get what you need to early. If there's too much stuff that you have to ask in one visit, then make 2 visits. But if it's cheaper to go to your doctor and get that stuff done than being up a creek and needing to go to an urgent care, then do it then. Just plan ahead, people. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text BESTSELLER and get it for free. Text BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text BESTSELLER to 49776.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.